NC9V, KO4HX.
Ground number one, NC9V.
State line yet?
Yep, got the first count of corral, and we're going to finish it up. You got it roll warmed up, come into Highway 25 yet?
Let the truck warm up just a minute.
Last week.
Might beat me out there today.
Not yet. Put ham fest.
Middle to end of January, so we got a little bit. I gotta look it up. I don't know exactly.
Do the same yesterday, I forgot. But I'm gonna try and make the Christmas Golden Corral gathering.
Do that myself. That's December the 3rd, I believe it is. That Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Before, put it on the calendar as it was coming out.
To hear Bill come over there and announce it. I think that's something that the clubs ought to do on these nets is announce each other's upcoming events.
Club competition, I think it's a amateur radio promotion. We need to promote our hobby. And I think Ali did that allow that for us.
That, well, like me, I'm a member of both clubs. So, I mean, it helps me out.
BQM, monitoring.
For W station, go ahead, this is KO4HKX.
AO, it's KQ4WQM, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec Mike.
Whiskey, Quebec Mike. It'll take me a little bit to remember that one, but welcome to the group this morning. I'm Patrick, and NC9V over there is Leon.
Tune in through here. I was trying to connect to Tryon. I got two different microphones here I was going to test out, and I heard something here on this repeater, so I decided to give a call out. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm here, but I missed your name.
And, like the religion, Christian.
Christian, I think I heard you talking to a gentleman yesterday. Welcome to the hobby.
Yes, repeater, yesterday someone told me about this here. Well, I need to get back to playing with my radio here, so it was good to talk to you guys this morning, and I hope you have a good one there. This is KQ4WQM. I'll be clearing off frequency 73.
Great, Christian. Good to meet you this morning, KO4HKX.
Christian, and we'll jump in anytime. Don't be shy. NC9B, name's Leon here. 73, have a good day.
73, Christian, KN4TFW.
And KO4HKX.
Morning, Ken, NC9B.
Good, everybody's day's going well.
Just started rolling.
Watching the temperature fluctuate in my car. 32, 31, 46. I mean, I don't know where the temperature needs to be today. Supposed to be a nice one.
Good over here now.
Weekend, Ken.
Granddaughter's birthday down in Anderson on Saturday, and finished cutting up the boy's tree from the storm damage. And so I got all that done. Then dog woke me up early on Saturday, and I turned off the alarm, and I woke up 40 minutes late this morning.
I'm back. Wake up time.
Yeah, I'm now.
Something to get that back on track.
18.
Sitting down drinking an extra coffee and watching the news.
The computer, I said, it's time for me to go. I need to go.
That it.
Track down a package, see where it got delivered to. To work, you know, it's a gated work, high security and everything, and they say it delivered on Thursday, but and then called Amazon and that and said, well, file a police report and everything and send all that to us and that, and it's like, really?
Report.
Must have been an expensive item.
$100. It was a hemming machine, a certain type of sewing machine.
If you purchase it with your credit card, just go in and cancel the payment on it. You got 90 days. That'll teach them.
It's probably at one of the other. There's only three businesses on the road that I work on, you know what I mean? And stuff gets messed up all the time. And it's like I just struggle to believe it. Brake lights?
I do. Wendy's car. And yeah, Ken, it's, I deal with that all the time. Lost packages or delivered to wrong places. Thrown down in the covered, nice covered porch you can put them on.
You know, they want me to believe it got delivered, but you can't give me proof of delivery. About Amazon, I'm not liking that. It was a, you know, I ordered it from Amazon, but they shipped it to the U.S. Postal Service.
I'm telling where that thing's at.
It's in the lobby of the front office, and it's like, what are all these boxes here? And I got to looking at them, it's like they were for the next street over, 195 and the next street over.
To the same places over and over again, they'd get it figured out. Like you, your business and mine, it's not like you're delivering to the general public.
Substitute carrier.
Possible. But there are good drivers out there and there are bad drivers. And that's just the way it's going to be no matter what, whoever the company is.
It usually happens most with like UPS and FedEx when you have a sub driver because it, you know, they scan the package, but the GPS says you're close enough.
It goes back to the driver on a route they don't know and got to get these numbers out. So here you go.
AN4TFW. The best one is when he says, I got another package. It's somewhere on the truck. I just can't find it. KO4CFO.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HTX here.
Morning, Andrew. NC9B.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
I just wanted to throw out my call sign. I heard y'all talking about Amazon shipping and stuff.
Andrew, and good morning, Dean. I heard you in there. KO4HX, go ahead.
This new fancy radio that I got.
Truck, too.
You borrow a truck and here comes the radio.
Look at the nice utility trailer you got.
Oh, yeah, and the tractor that's on it. Back to you today, so don't worry.
Oh, Andrew, how was your weekend? Dean, how was your weekend?
Rough, but we made it through it, and looking forward to the very long weekend coming up.
I wasn't bad, but I am definitely looking forward to Thanksgiving weekend.
Spent my weekend shopping for kids, Christmas presents. So, the wife or the house looks like a toy store and clothing store for kids right now.
Yeah, we've done a ton of shopping. It's getting harder and harder to shop for the boys as they get older. Something.
New trailer and tractor.
That man should have an Amazon wish list of just all kinds of stuff on it, which is what I have. And there's a little bit of everything on it, but, you know, dang, my boys, I don't know. It's just nothing is cheap for them, and they don't want nothing simple anymore.
I bought my own Christmas this year. I ordered me a 3D printer. It should be here this week.
What did you get?
Bamboo Labs PS1.
Work, they're probably one of the faster ones we have.
Everything I read that the reviews were just great on them, so figure I'll give it a try. I've got some things that I want to try and do.
Klein is on Etsy. He's making radio stands out of his 3D printer, which I happen to order one at $10.
kinds of stuff out there, but I was looking at it for that radio hobby, but also a lot of the little plastic interior parts for my truck that I need, you can't get them anymore. Well, there's a lot of places out there that I can 3D print them now, so I'm going to go that route.
Thanks for having us. At least access to a 3D printer.
A lot more about them. A lot of potential there.
I am starting my journey, physically learning about it this week, but I've been doing a lot of research for about, I don't know, 2-3 months now.
Big.
I happen to have a rolling Etsy store that I can sell stuff on if I want to.
Yeah, I'd like to do something like that. I was thinking about it. Just get a 3D printer and make things from home. Kind of curious what that guy's, the stands he's selling, how many of those he sells.
I know there's some people that make a ton of money doing that stuff on Etsy. And I can, I'm not seeing I get into it for that, but like I said, I got into it for what I needed.
You can 3D print a new bucket for that tractor.
I'd find a way to tear it up. I can't weld that back.
Bucket on the tractor?
Believe it or not, they don't make a bucket strong enough to do what I want.
So what we're going to do with you? Call you crash or demolition?
For 40-something years, Patrick.
Ask Dad, you can give me an anvil, I'd find a way to tear it up.
So with people like that all day long, I tell them they can tear up a steel anvil without a hammer.
I just hate it because, you know, I was doing something simple with it, and it just seems to happen whenever I got it. So, if I break it, I fix it. And that's the only thing I can do.
That's the thing about borrowing stuff. You take full responsibility for it.
Once I get more in a better spot here, I'm going to probably have to break down and get out a new bucket. Just so it's done, get them a quick attach and all that for it.
Need to do it, quick attach. But make things a lot nicer. Ken, you still out there? You okay?
I'm here. Just no comments. I ain't got a tractor with bucket, and I don't have a 3D printer. I was trying to think what I would make with a 3D printer, but right now I can't think of anything.
When you figure out something.
You can try to figure out how to use it.
From what I have read and studied there, you just go download the files from people that have already done it, and you can print it as long as you're not selling it. But if you want to sell something, you got to design it yourself, and there's all kinds of 3D modeling programs out there. So it's just a matter of learning how to use those. And so, hey, I mean, can't be too difficult, I wouldn't think, but I'm sure it's going to be a challenge in some aspect.
Envy, I have enough fun trying to figure out my wife's cricket.
Yep. 4GTM, I got enough problems answering emails.
You're up to, Dean? KO4HKX.
I'm just not a tech guy. I can't do the technical thing.
If you hadn't told her it up yet, give him time, Patrick.
Good job.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't think I'd be able to design anything in a 3D printer, but I'd have to download everything I did.
Do 3D drawing when in high school. With a AutoCAD for drafting, so it's going to take me a little bit to get back into the swing of it, but and learn to program again. But I enjoy learning new things, so here we go.
Do you think when they phase out mechanics?
I doubt they're going to phase mechanics out in my lifetime, but you never know. They're trying hard, that's for sure.
Question for you. How are you with electrical stuff?
I've able to hold my own with it. It's been a little while, so I'm sure I'm rusty, but, you know, just like anything else, you do it long enough, you learn it.
I've been working on this thing for 9 months, and apparently I have an electrical issue on my Ford.
Is that 6-0 running?
Right up, buddy. It just, it only runs for about 15 seconds. About all I can get out of it.
All right. We'll have to see what we can do about taking a look at it for you. I figured you had it running. I thought you were taking it to somebody.
The guy who's getting it is taking his sweet time to shoot me a text and say, bring it on. But, yeah, he came and diagnosed it and everything. Well, he didn't diagnose it. He put his computer on it. It's got good oil pressure. It's got good fuel pressure. It just, he says it's an electrical problem. It's gonna take some time to figure it out.
Let's get through the holiday, and then we'll see what we can figure out. But I will tell you that my schedule's pretty packed here till the first of the year anyway.
I'm not gonna put any pressure on you. It's just, I'm just waiting on this guy. About all I can do is just wait. I don't have the ability to do the electrical stuff.
Well, don't let me forget about it, because I will. I'm not doing it on purpose, but if it's not in front of me, I'll forget it.
I'd like to find a shop or something that I can take it to. Apparently this guy is, he works a full-time job and he does mechanic and stuff. Well, he works for a dealership full-time, and then he does his own thing on the side, just weekend stuff. So if you can think of any good shops that'd be good for electrical stuff, just think about it and let me know.
I'll give you a shout later and get your number from your dad. We'll discuss that off the air.
Up towards Bowling Springs or anywhere near it. That guy always took my truck to it. It did a great job.
Anywhere in the country it can go at this point.
And Diesel, he worked on my truck for years. You know, even to the point, I don't know how much electrical he does. The old guy retired and the younger guy took over the shop, but, I mean, they still do a good job with it.
Ain't anybody. You know, I just need... Need a reasonable pricing on it. That's all I'm looking for, really. I don't care who does it. I just need it done.
He does need it done.
You really, really don't want me to borrow your truck anymore?
Really, really need your own truck.
A wore out Jeep, scrubbing tires and all. It's doing good.
Today, sometime. About shoot me your work address.
Absolutely.
That's his number sometime.
But anytime today.
Chick, I got your number if you want me to. We had a little text chain going, so if you want me to shoot you a text, I can just let you know it's me.
Yeah, that sounds good. I may have your number then. I just don't know if I do or not for sure. Can't look right now.
Problem. I'll just shoot you a text and just confirm that you got it. And that way, when and if you go, oh, I know the perfect shop for you. You know, there you go.
I'm kidding about those Canon jars being expensive. I was looking at them this weekend. Holy cow.
I'm telling you, you got a fortune right there in those jars. And they just got to clean them up. I mean, they're well over a dollar a piece.
What I want to do is see if I can't get somebody to come up there and dig me a hole and pour all that stuff in it and then cover it up.
I'm hearing people talking about a tractor on the radio. All right, gentlemen, it's that time for me. I'm going to head on in. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. NC9B.
Andrew, K. four GTM.
Would you be interested in some pints and a few quarts? I know somebody that my brother-in-law is looking for some quart jars, so we could probably take a few off your hands.
I will be glad to help you out. See what we can do with them.
And in the meat, we usually use pints.
Well, there is at least one or two cases of brand new pint jars down there. There's a jelly jars that size.
That'll work.
And all the rings, because they're still good. You can use them. Just throw the lid away.
Man, like you said, they're proud of them. Boy, especially if you're getting up into like the half gallon ones.
Looked at them this weekend, I was like, holy cow.
Fixing to pull into work, so I'm 73, y'all have fun. We'll talk to you on the radio, but somebody's got that in my truck. No, I got the portable. I might buy that a little bit later. 73, y'all, take care. NC9B.
73, Leon. Have a great day. If we don't talk to you again, KO4HK.
73, Leon. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
We'll talk at you here in a little bit. KN4 GTM.
What are you doing out this early?
I'm always out this early. I'm pulling into work right now. I'll be back on the radio here in about 30 minutes or so.
Now, if I don't hear you again, you have a good day, but I should be in and out of here. And take care of yourself. KN4HK.
KN4TFW.
We'll be listening in here shortly.
All the store bought can stuff out of there this weekend.
Store bought jars are, you know, pretty decent for canning, especially like the tomato sauce ones and stuff like that.
There's nothing like that down there. It's just that stuff that froze and busted and it was rusted cans and. I threw it all away because it was covered on the outside. I just chunked it.
There.
And I got my little skid steer, but I need somebody to dig a hole, which Mini X would be the thing to do that with. And I'm not going to rent one just to do that because it's too expensive.
A hole you think you need?
By hand. Dump it all in the bucket and run the skid steer down in the woods and dump it that way, but I'd rather just dig a hole and put it in and be done with it.
Jar opening.
I'm sure some of those jars are going to be fun to open.
You get the band off, right?
I may buy one of those under-the-counter jar openers and just mount it somewhere and make it a little easier.
Really shouldn't be that tight.
You never know. They shouldn't be, but they've been down there a little while, so I'm expecting the worst out of everything.
Yeah. Well, at least they were in a cool place, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the stuff I looked at, the tops hadn't popped on it yet, and some of that stuff, late 90s.
Actually still good.
It is, but I'm not taking a chance on it. It's not worth it. So I wish some of the apple butter was still good. She made the best apple butter, and there's, I don't know, probably 2 dozen jars of it down there. I wish I would have known that she kept it hoarded up like that.
They had asked me why you guys didn't, you know, get some from time to time. I didn't really know.
I don't, be honest with you, I don't know. I knew it was down there, but I didn't go in the basement ever. So I didn't know what all was down there. I assumed, you know, what, 19. So looks like that's what they used first, was the stuff they canned the year before.
All the canning stuff still down there?
Pressure cooker was still down there, but it was going to take more work to get it up and going again. It just wasn't worth it. And we always done the bath outside in the tub, and that tub rotted out, so that's no good. But I don't know what all was left down there yet, because I hadn't got through it all.
If it was an old-time pressure canner, it's probably the worst it could be is the seal, right?
It had the lid was bent, where the locked on. I tried to look at it and see if I could get it fixed, and I was like, nah, it'll break by the time I get it fixed. It looks like somebody had dropped something on it.
You don't want to take a chance on it.
The whole time, it was probably out of this, at least 70s, early 80s pressure cooker.
Have all the safety features like mine does. Mine even has a little pop-out plug that if it gets too high of pressure, it'll pop it out.
Have all that stuff. So, like I said, we'll just do the water bath and or buy another pressure canner. So, and it's the way to do it. Safe than sorry. Do some more of it this weekend, over the long weekend, but it looks like it's going to be raining, so probably won't be messing with any of that.
It's going to be cold and raining at the beach on that, too. I saw one day the tentative forecast says a high of 41, and almost every day it's a 15 to 25 mile an hour wind.
It'll be cold coming off that water.
But there's a lot of sightseeing and stuff to do around there.
And just make the best of what you got. That's all you can do. You're getting close.
KN4 TFW just rolling the gate now.
Perfect time. I'm pulling in my parking lot at the first shop.
You have an awesome, safe day out there. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon or so, if not in the morning. KN4 TFW.
And you have a great day also. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.